Like, I've never seen somebody flung around like that. Like, it's incredible.
It's true, yeah.
Enough about my private life.
It's all right. We'll talk about it later.
Me in a counselling session with you after the podcast. Odelio Original Podcast.
Eurovish Hunts with Liam Lewis. Oh, we're here.
We're queer.
Are we?
Oh, no, I'm turning straight tomorrow.
Okay.
After this week, Eurovision's done, I turn straight. I can't believe we're here, to be honest with you.
We are in the media centre, which feels very official. Hello, it's Lewis, by the way.
Hello, it's Lee. Yes, we're in the media centre for press just behind Malmö Arena, where, of course, this week you will be watching the Eurovision Song Contest. Gay Christmas has arrived.
Gay Christmas is here. That's how I describe Eurovision. It just feels like gay heaven, the whole thing.
Gay heaven.
Gay heaven.
It's like going back to Dave with Benji. Do you know Heaven Nightclub? But no, we're bringing you this actually live from Malmö for this week's episode and possibly a cheeky another one on Friday.
Oh yeah, I'm back in the UK then, but Lee will be bringing us all the vibes from Malmö. And then we are seeing each other for the final. You're back in the UK for that, aren't you?
Back in the UK for the final, and then we will be chatting about that for, am I allowed to say this?
Go on.
One final episode next week before we...
Yeah.
Oh, I've said it now. That, yeah. I've said it now. That's too late.
Too late. We have to do it.
Too late now. I've done it.
Yeah, we will be talking. This time next week, we'll be having a little chat, a little debrief about the grand final. But I don't think we should get too excited about, you know, all of that. We've got semi-finals first, which I always feel like if you, you know, are not that into Eurovision, you're just the general Eurovision watcher. Hmm. Not everyone obviously watches the semi-finals. And they miss out, don't they? They miss out. Like, there's some good stuff that, you know, by the luck of the draw, doesn't qualify.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's some really good songs that you see on the semi-finals and then on the night don't do as well.
Yeah.
But they're still really good songs. And you miss out. You're not going to see anything at all. And at the moment, we're in the media centre, and right behind us is the delegations area. It's where all the acts are at the moment. We can hear some of them starting to cheer and whoop because they've actually got an afternoon rehearsal.
Yeah, they're sort of like gearing themselves up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now we're metres away from some of our Eurovision favourites for this year, which is pretty cool.
We've already seen Bambi Thug.
We have seen Bambi Thug.
Walking
I mean,
around.
They are in great spirits and you can imagine why they are. I'm not sure if you've seen on Twitter some of the leaks, some of the, you know, bits of footage from the rehearsals. It looks insane. I think there isn't a discussion anymore, and I've noticed a shift in the narrative with Ireland. That the conversation a couple of weeks ago was, are Ireland going to qualify for the first time in a while? The conversation has completely turned away from that. They're qualifying in the minds of most of us, and hopefully as the viewer you agree and you want to vote for Ireland, but that's up to you, of course. The conversation is now, are they going to win?
Are they going to win?
Like, which is amazing.
I was there yesterday, and I watched every single performance. They went on, they delivered the performance of their life. And I'm not joking, I've never heard an arena scream as much as that. The staging, the lights, the weirdness of it, which we've never seen at Eurovision, is absolutely incredible. And then we saw the press poll yesterday come out and Ireland were at top, which is incredible. They've gone up the rankings in the betting odds. I think they're fifth favourite now.
Did you get to vote in that, the press thing?
I did.
Oh.
I did, yes. And you know where my points went straight to? Ollie. No. Bambi Thug.
Fix is what Lee is saying there. This is all a fix.
Yeah, it is all a fix. But no, it was probably one of the best performances on a Eurovision stage that I was literally shell-shocked of.
Can you vote for your own country in the press poll? Is it like, you know, like you can only vote for your own, for a different country if you're a viewer?
Oh, I don't know, actually. That's a very good question. I need to find somebody from
How did it work when you voted?
I just walked outside and they were there going, oh, yeah, who would you vote for? And that was it. Okay. It's like when I went
Simple
to Liverpool last year and somebody was outside on the dress rehearsal tonight and they were from the audience press and you just sell them. They're like with a clipboard and they're like, oh, who did you like the most? And I was like, Finland, yay.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I love that. Was it chaotic?
It was literally chaotic, yeah. However, that press poll is quite accurate every single year from the press people of who's going to qualify the top 10 on there. So if you do want to have a look, a cheeky little sneak peek beforehand, get to that press poll if you want to have a look.
You can have a look at the press poll or you can listen to me and Lee make the worst predictions of what we think is going to happen in the semi-final. This is what we think will happen, but I can tell you right now, we are no experts.
We are no experts.
I mean, you heard in the quiz, we are not experts.
Well, I think I did quite well in that quiz, actually.
Well, did we end up with like 1.5 or something by the end of it?
I was about 4.5 at the
end. Oh, was it?
So, yeah.
All right, show off.
Soz hun. But We have got a list down where we thought, do you know what, it'd be good to tell you, you listening right now, who we think is going to go through. Can you imagine if we're right and we get like...
I think this is more of a very self-indulgent competition between me and Lee, because we're competitive and we've noticed that we failed in the quiz. So yeah, this is very self-indulgent. We failed in the quiz. So let's see how we do with these qualified predictions.
Cool.
Let's start with obviously semi-final one, which is tonight if you're listening on the day that this episode has dropped. Tonight, semi-final one, we are going to be seeing some incredible performances. We've seen some of the, as I said, the leaks, and it looks like a pretty good performance. Lee, actually, before we did that, I just feel like I should actually ask you, what was the atmosphere like in the room, even just for the press performance?
Do you know what? It was very different than you would normally get. It's not people who are buying these tickets for the dress rehearsal. You know, they come in and they actually fill the arena out. The arena was only probably about 500 press people there. That's about it. We could literally walk around so freely to get the best images and the best pictures we can do. And it was a proper dress rehearsal. I mean, like, things were going wrong, which they're supposed to do in dress. That's what a dress rehearsal's
that's
for.
That's what rehearsal's for. Like, and they do say if it all goes well in the rehearsal, it's a good show,
yeah, it's because a good show, I figured it out.
I do have a background in musical theatre, darling. And no, I'm joking, I don't.
But no, it was really good. There was things going wrong, like auto-cue stuff and the stage ready. Some of the performances didn't get that. However, you expect that, and that's what that's for. But other than that, they put on one hell of a show.
I
can't
wait.
And we saw the
wait.
Green Room as well.
I'm going later, by the way. I'm going to see the actual show itself. I've got tickets, and I'm just so excited also to see the stage as well. Right, let's get into these predictions then. Who do we think, in our crazy little minds, mm-hmm. is going to shock, or not shock, but, you know, interestingly qualify and maybe interestingly
Ooh,
not qualify as well?
I love that. Okay.
Can I just say, I always find it sad that, you know, 45 countries can't just perform on Saturday.
Because that would take 5 hours.
I know, but I genuinely don't have a least favourite song this year. I normally find that I'm like, oh, that's a skip, you know, a skip song or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't, it's not my, you know, my kind of song.
Yeah, completely.
And but this year, I have not found that.
I've not found that at all. And I've not found a song that I think is definitely going to win as well. Do you know, last year we looked at it and we was like...
Well, it's Loreen of Finland.
Loreen of Finland. One of those two has got to win. There we go, sorted. This year, it's actually down to about 4 or 5 that are actually like, oh, actually, that could power through and do really well on that jury vote, or that could do well with the rest of the world vote, et cetera, et cetera. So it actually is, yeah, it's absolutely mental to think it could go any way on Saturday.
I'm seeing Andy from Eurovox literally walking towards us right now. I mean, you come this way. Andy's been brilliant because he's been sorting Lee out some interviews as well.
Come and join the pods.
This is Andy from Eurovox. Yeah, welcome to Eurovish Huns. You're an honorary Eurovish Hun for.
Am I? I love being a Eurovish Hun. I've always wanted to be one.
You've been sorting Lee out with some interviews, haven't you? Or just helping us out a little bit. So thanks for that.
Yeah, because we love you guys.
Stop it.
We're talking about shot qualifiers that we think is going to go through tonight. We haven't gotten to ours yet, but now you're here, it'd be really good to get your opinion. Who do you think is going to be like, oh my God, they got through?
No pressure.
Oh my God.
Iceland.
Oh. What are your thoughts behind that? Why do you think Iceland will be a qualifier?
So one, I love Hera Björk. She's like, I literally want her to be my best friend. But two, I think there's so much craziness and shock value in this semi-final that I think the people that like something safer and the people that will say, oh, this is a family show or this is a song contest, would vote for something like Iceland because it's so harmless. People will say it's middle of the road, but she's got something for me. I like watching her on stage. Mm. So that's the shock qualifier for me. Can I pick another?
Yeah, go for it.
And maybe not so much of a shock now that we've seen the rehearsals, but Cyprus, I think people had down as a non-qualifier before coming to Malmö. I think seeing Celia Kapsis on stage, she is an absolute star. Mm. We need to remember she's only 17. There's boys ripping their shirts off halfway through the performance.
That's enough for me.
That's got my vote. Get my 12 points.
Yeah.
But I think we may see Cyprus going through it. Visually, it looks beautiful on stage, and she's an absolute star. I think we'll see her back at Eurovision again in the future.
Ooh. Do you know, we'll play that back to you when that happens.
Yeah.
When we're in like 5 years' time or whatever, a little return.
And who do you think actually, unfortunately, is not doing the best tonight after those rehearsals that you've seen? Who do you think, one name to go, oh, actually, I feel really sorry for?
So this will be a shock non-qualifier, and I feel very, very sad to say this because Yolanda from Portugal is one of my favourite artists this year.
I love that.
I'm a ballad boy at heart. I think the song is beautiful. The staging is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. For me, it's perfect. Everything's perfect. I just feel like it might get a little bit lost tonight. When I watched the rehearsal, it didn't connect with me yesterday. I'm hoping that by the time the semi-final happens tonight, that she will scrape through, because I really want to see Portugal get through.
Yeah.
That would be a shock for me.
That is, do you know what? It's an actual, like you said, a little personal fave that I've been listening to for like the past few weeks and thinking, this is just stunning. Like, it's beautiful. But
it,
you're right, with the shock value of tonight and the sort of upbeatness of it all, that it might sort of get lost in that whole vibe. But fingers crossed, we'll see.
Do you think if she was in semi-final two, then she would?
It's such a strong year though, isn't it? I think that's the issue. Like, we've been talking about it. Like, there isn't a skip song this year. I haven't found that I've been like, oh, I don't really like that one. I genuinely like each song, which
yeah.
I don't always find. I don't know about you, but you know, I feel like it's a strong year.
Well, every year, and I find it really annoying sometimes, every year you'll see all the comments, oh, this is such a bad year for songs. I've not heard that once this year.
I haven't, no.
And you know, out of the, I'm such a bad Eurovision fan. How many songs is in semi-finals?
Is it
31? Out of the 31
yeah,
songs,
like
there's
that,
probably
yeah.
like 28 that I could see qualifying.
Yeah.
It's so difficult this year, but the quality is so good. The staging in these shows is amazing. How some of the countries have staged their entries as well is kind of mind-blowing when you watch it on screen. So I can't answer that. I don't know. I think it might be even harder
in
semi two, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's, I really can't call it this year, and that's why this Eurovision is going to be one of the best, I think.
I feel like that's the way to leave it on a like a positive note like that. Thank
Fantastic.
You. Thank you,
Andy.
Thank you
so much, guys.
Thank you.
And great job you're doing here as well.
Thank you.
Oh,
you
thank
too.
Thank you very much. I'm going to cry.
Andy's like a seasoned professional, so that's that means a lot, doesn't
Thanks,
it?
Thanks, Andy.
Thank
see
you
later.
See ya. That was nice. All right, let's get into our qualifying predictions, although
yep.
I don't think they'll be as from such a knowledgeable brain as Andy, because I just, Andy,
years,
yeah, Andy's
like,
been at every Eurovision since Eurovision started, so.
1956.
that is
if
a joke.
He's hearing this,
yeah.
We are sorry, that is a joke.
Love you, Andy.
Love you. Go first, though. Who do you think is a shock qualifier for you this year?
So, I don't want to steal your thunder, because I think I know which one you're going to say on one of the qualifiers. So, I'm going to start with Finland, because I do think this is, you speak to some people and they say this is not qualifying, you speak to some people and they say this is definitely qualifying. This is one of those songs that you know, the kids are gonna jump off the sofa and go, this is great fun, and the parents are gonna go, oh, I'll drop a vote in for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's got that real fun, great energy to
yeah.
it, and I think that will send it through to the qualifying. And actually, I don't think there is many songs like that
this year.
There's a couple, you know, but I think this has got the real fun energy that will see it through to the qualifying position. And like Andy was saying just a second ago, this is a really strong year. So, you know, having a bit of fun could be a risk, but I think this is a piece of art.
Yeah,
it's good fun.
Yeah,
there's an egg on stage.
Yeah.
You know, what more do you want?
It is as well. And there's also, if you're going to watch it tonight, just a bit of a spoiler for you, there's also some nudity that had to be signed off by the Eurovision Song Contest. Not full frontal. The main guy, he's wearing a thong.
Whose job is that? Are they like the chief nudity, you know, checker or something?
Yeah, they go around and go, no. I can see a fire there. That's too high on a fire.
Yeah.
However, his whole bottom is literally out. He's full on arse. And I'm here for it.
That's your affair.
Yeah.
No.
But I see where you're coming from. I think they're trying to do Karia 2 years in a row, something
yeah.
a bit different for Finland, which is nice to see. But I would say, actually, if that doesn't qualify tonight, I don't think that would be a shock to me.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well,
I really
there you go. This
that.
Is why, you know, we're talking about shocks here. So, you know, they are very subjective.
Mm.
It's what we think could do it.
I'm going to go for somebody that you've interviewed, and after seeing her yesterday, this is a shock qualifier for me. It's actually Moldova, Natalia Balbu.
Yeah.
That staging and that bass coming out of that stage when the chorus comes in, you know, it's very softy, it's very like ballady, and then it goes into near enough, you know, I could twerk to it, you know, and I did yesterday. I think that could be a shock qualifier. I think the Euro fans are going to love it, because it is very like, it's that. I think this could turn into one of those classic Eurovision songs that goes in people's heads, and then they'll start playing it, and then next year you're going to hear it again, and people are going to remember the clapping and all the movements to it. I think it's going to be
a bit Serbia with Constructor, like it, that.
Yeah,
I think that came
like
out
that.
Of nowhere, didn't it? On that week of Eurovision, it sort of came out of nowhere, and no one was expecting that to become the song. And actually, if you ask someone for a highlight of that year, that's probably one of the ones they'd pick. So you might be right. That might be the effect, the Serbia effect for Moldova.
Could be, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And I think, I mean, I'd write this down yesterday as a shock qualifier, but with the, like I said, the way the narrative is changing, you know, Ireland have got to qualify. For me, and it feels weird saying a shock qualifier, because obviously the performance is incredible this year, but you've got to think about the history and where we are right now. You know, a year ago, if you would have said Ireland are going to be, you know, near those top spots on the odds, no one would
believe
you.
Especially all the bad luck they've had ever since, you know, for years now, since Jeb Wood coming in, doing the lipstick song, and then Waterfall, whatever it was called before.
You got Brooke as well.
Brooke, who was robbed. We said this last week. Sorry, Brooke, but you were. This could be Ireland's year. And what a year that if Ireland do win this, Johnny Logan was on stage in the semi-final tonight as well. Like, maybe it's just a bit of a foreshadowing.
Maybe that's the good little bit of storytelling for SVT.
Bringing back the two-time champ, like Johnny Logan.
Yeah, so that's why I'm labelling it as a shock qualifier, just for anyone that's about to, well, obviously they're going to qualify. Mm. But it's all the narrative behind it of like the last few years, which is why I think it will make a good little shock qualifier.
Yeah.
I was about to create a headline there. Yeah. Shock non-qualifier.
After yesterday's performance, I can see it happening. They do very well. I'm going to say Australia, actually, after their performance yesterday, and then bringing out a didgeridoo, which I've said since day one, since Australia have been in this, I want to see a didgeridoo in the Eurovision Song Contest. They brought one on stage. Gold. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Lovely voice. Brilliant. It's queer. It's camp. It's everything that you kind of want it to be in Eurovision. But at the same time, quite professional at the same time. It's really strange.
It could. Do you know what? Like Andy was saying about how Iceland could sort of be like a nice one for families to vote for and for people that, you know, might be offended by some of the more wacky performances. Australia could get that as well. You know, that with the sort of, it's more of a non-offensive, cheesy pop song. And just by the way, when I say cheesy, I mean it in a good way. Like, I like a cheesy pop song.
Yeah.
Well, you know I do.
Yeah, yeah.
You see me on the dance floors.
He loves a girl bop.
Yeah. So I think you're right. You know, could see it as a qualifier. I've written it down on non-qualifiers, but I don't want to because you personally, I really like it. But we're trying to be less like personal here, aren't we?
Yeah, no.
And let's move on to non-qualifiers for tonight. I don't want to say it because Andy, who is a little professional, has just come over and said that he thinks it will qualify. But I think I don't want to say it.
You're gonna say it, aren't you?
And you know I love this song. You know I love this song.
Don't say it.
I think I can't see Cyprus qualifying.
Oh, that's so upsetting.
There's so much energy in this like thing, and from the leak I saw early on the rehearsals, I don't know if the staging packs the punch it needs to.
No.
But you were in the arena, so there might be a different vibe, and it might come across better on telly now that they've sort of had time to mop up some of the that feeling in the sort of early rehearsals. But from what I've seen previously, that's my judgment. But I could be so wrong with that because I love it personally.
No, I see where you're coming from. Honestly, when I saw it before, it came out and I was like, love this. This is a girl bop, brilliant. But then seeing everybody else's rehearsal, like Malta, seeing Georgia and the dance breaks they're doing, where it's got proper power, like, and literally throwing them around like Pink, like I said before, it feels like literally Pink is on that stage. It feels like she's just standing there and doing nothing sometimes. But yesterday was different because the backing dancers really brought it, and I mean
the topless man,
they really brought it, and they added some pyrotechnics, you know.
Okay, like, all right, so
this could be that's why I'm saying it could be a shock qualifier for me on this.
All right, I think this is going to be one that will definitely keep people guessing right until the moment that we hear the results tonight on the show. And I will be, oh my god, I don't think I processed it in my brain. I'm gonna be there in the arena. I'm not gonna be sat watching the telly. I mean, I'm gonna miss Scott and Rylan, but I'm looking forward to being in the hubbub of it all.
Hubbub.
Hit me with your shock non-qualifier, please.
I'm going to put it out there. Very, very sad to say, because I think they're fantastic, but I just don't think they're going to make it. I'm going to say Slovenia, Raven. I was watching it yesterday, and it didn't change my mind from the rehearsal I've seen before as well. I was a bit like, it's not giving me anything.
Yeah.
It's them. They've got five dancers that are wearing like nude underwear, and that's it. So it's quite a passionate kind of performance. However, for me, it did nothing for me on that stage, unfortunately. There was nothing there that I would go, wow, that's a qualifier or that's a winning song. So unfortunately, I've got to say Slovenia.
Right. No,
Raven.
No. I completely see where you're going. I've written that down as a qualifier, but I can see where you're going there. I think I'm just hoping that vocally, It will do well, because I believe the vocals are good.
The vocals are good.
Yeah.
Vocals are
so good. I'm hoping that will send Slovenia through to the final, but we'll have to see, won't we?
Yeah.
I think we should move on to semi-final 2.
Good idea.
and talk about who we think will be a shock qualifier for semi-final two. It was interesting because Georgia, who
I was absolutely loving.
I mean, maybe this is a joint conversation for us.
Yeah.
But, Georgia, a couple of weeks ago, I believe, I might be wrong, was like really low in the odds. And I remember hearing it for the first time and thinking, this is so a bit of me. Like, I love it. And that, everyone I played it to was like, no, I'm not really feeling that. Mm. And it takes a couple of listens, but the staging elevates this song so much from what I've seen. So I do think Georgia's going to, you know, go through to the grand final. It's climbing up the odds.
Yeah.
Go, Nuzza.
I completely agree with you. I didn't have this at all on a list until I saw the rehearsals when, you know, people love a dance break these days. I don't think the best dance break I've seen is still Chanel Slow Mo, right, to the point. This is not as good as Chanel Slow Mo. However, it is getting to that point where it could be as good. Like the fire, the dance break, them flinging her around the stage like the other one. It was absolutely incredible.
I do feel like people, obviously, because Chanel created such an impact, almost tried to replicate it in the years, you know, following it.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like this is a replication at all. I think this is very much true to the performance. It feels like it, you know, should be in the performance, the dance break. I don't know how I want to like describe it, but it doesn't feel like it just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I was always expecting a dance break. If you watch the music video, you know, she's dancing like nobody's watching. It's so good. So you were expecting it. It's not a replication. Yeah. Like it's true to the song. So that's why I like this dance break and I like this performance.
Oh,
go on, hit us with your qualifier of semi-final two. You probably hear people gassing themselves up in the background for their performance tonight on the semi-final, which
and it's
is
somebody's birthday because they were singing happy birthday in another language. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
There we go. A shock one for me. I'm going to put it out there. Malta. Sarah Bonici.
What?
Only.
Oh, what, for qualifier or non
qualifier?
Oh, okay. Sorry. You were about to. Did you hear?
I was about to kick off then.
In the media centre.
It's only because, you know, people are like, oh, it's not as good as the other people, blah, blah, blah. It's a girl bot, but is it good? But I'm sorry. She gets blindfolded on the stage with her dancers and they literally pick her up by her arms and her legs and do a 360 on her.
She's doing a helicopter, basically, like the way she's going around. Have you seen the...
I've seen the meme where it's like, give me a helicopter if you want to see Sarah Bonici go through to the qualifiers. And it's just that, but sped up like loads of times.
I really hope she does it tonight because, you know, we like a girl bop. Yeah. And I do think this is good fun. This is a great performance. She's loving it. And I love when you watch someone on stage and you think you are just in the moment loving it.
And it's different. Like, I've never seen somebody flung around like that. Like, it's incredible.
It's true, yeah.
Enough about my private life.
It's all right. We'll talk about it later. Me in a counselling session with you after the podcast.
A shock non-qualifier from you, please.
Okay. I am going to break the ground.
Don't do this to me.
This is going to shock a lot of people and I'm going to be so wrong. But I don't think Greece are going to qualify.
How dare you? How dare you?
And I think the song... last night when we went out for dinner, it's all I could sing. So I love it. Like, personally, it's in my head. Mm. Like, it's one I've been playing a lot out of all of them.
Yeah.
But when I saw the staging and the rehearsals and that it's sort of in one shot and that kind of thing, I don't think one shot works, as in one camera shot I'm talking about, works for the whole performance. When you've got such a fast pace like girl bop, having one shot I don't think will pop on stage. You look at like Ollie with all the fast, you know, camera shots, because that's an upbeat song. You look at the songs with the dance breaks, it's all changing camera shots and, you know, sweeping shots of the crowd. Mm. And if it is a one shot of the performance, I don't think it will work for this. I hope I'm proved wrong, because as I said, it's one of my favourites of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And personally, it is so high up in the odds, so I don't know what I'm doing, saying I don't think it will qualify.
Are you okay,
I know.
Have you got a fever?
Eurovision fever, baby.
I see what you mean. Like, I can't believe you did that. I see where you're coming from. Like, I think it's a great song. It is one that just gets into your head. I feel like it will qualify, and I think it's going to do left-hand side of the board, but bottom left-hand side of the board.
Okay. All right, so there's my really controversial non-qualified. Do you want to be controversial too? Just so I'm not...
I feel like, because I feel like if you're going to get like beaten up, then I can actually take some of that as well at the same time. I'm going to put it out there. I've got two actually, which I'm a bit like on the edge with. Czechia, Aiko.
Oh, I love Pedestal.
And Pedestal. I just don't think it's going to do well at all, unfortunately. Oh. Like, I love her. And she's from Brighton. She lives
a Brighton girly like you.
Brighton girly like me. Yeah, like me. I just can't see it qualifying, unfortunately. I think she's in such a strong...
We might have to stop the podcast right now. Right, that's it for today's episode. We'll see you on Friday. Oh, I love it. I love that song. I can't stop playing it.
It's for me, it's an unqualified. And the next one is Albania.
Oh, Bessa.
I know, but I just can't see it. I think that is... Do you know, if you go into that semi-final, you've got Malta, you've got Greece, Switzerland, you've got Austria with the Queen, Colleen, got Belgium, you've got Norway, Netherlands. There's so many.
They're all great. They're both all semi-finals. I can't get over like how good the quality is this year.
This is probably... do you know what I'm going to say? It's probably one of the most diverse semi-finals I've seen in years that actually I can't probably say exactly what who's going through and who's not. I think there's going to be some shocks.
And that is the best. That is the best Eurovision. Yeah. Like, I can't wait for that. I love that we don't know who's going to win. Or there's 10 people, 11 people that could win this.
Yeah. And that's
I love it. I can't wait. Well, hopefully you can sense our excitement and you're excited too. It is Eurovision week. Have an awesome one. Enjoy semi-final one and two, of course. We're going to see... Well, I'm going to see you on... Well, I'll talk to you virtually... On Friday
for the next bit of the podcast. So you're back in the UK. I will be here in Malmo doing this over the line with you to talk about, okay, we've got our semi-finalists and our finalists, who's going to win?
Yeah, so we'll do some more predictions and I'm sure we'll be really evaluating those predictions because you'll be listening to this possibly on Friday itself and thinking, what the hell were they going on about? What we'll do is we'll create a little score, see how many we got right of our predictions.
Yeah.
And we'll try and remember to let you know on Friday.
If we're coming back next year or not.
Yeah. Because I think we'll be sacked if we've got too many predictions wrong.
Don't forget to keep on following Eurovision Huns. This is not over between us two. You've still got another couple of episodes left. Get a like in there, etc., etc. Get your friends to like it as well. You know, get people listening.
Right, you're coming across anxious. You're coming across desperate now.
Get people getting hyped.
Stop it.
Stop this now. And I will. Have a lovely Eurovision week and we will see you on Friday.
Have a lovely Eurovision week, Lee. Oh, let's have a cuddle. I mean, this is probably awful on audio.
Yeah,
it's a bit awkward.